You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
One balloon down off South Carolina. Confirmed. The President of the United States, making remarks in these last hours, said, "I expect to be speaking with President Xi. I hope we are going to get to the bottom of this, but I make no apologies for taking down that balloon." I welcome Daniel Haniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, who writes Wonderland and wrote his Wonderland column this week, urging the president to comment on the UFOs, not only the first balloon, but 2, 3, and 4 down over parts of North America. Within hours, the president responded. So I begin by saying, Dan, are you satisfied with the president's account of these episodes? What more do we need to know? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. I can hardly say I was satisfied with his account of it. He seemed to felt he had to say something. So he went out there and pretty much said what we already knew. One question was what he said. He makes no apology for shooting down the balloon. Who exactly did he seem to have to apologize to? He wasn't apologizing to the American people. Was he apologizing to the Chinese? I suppose it might have been somebody internally on the staff who wanted them to do it sooner. So he was apologizing internally. But that's typical of the sort of strange things this president says. I thought his explanation of the and this is the one I think most people really wonder about, were those three unidentified objects over Alaska, Yukon, and Montana that they shot down with two F-22s and an F-16, all firing Sidewinder missiles. And he was still pretty unclear. In fact, he said it's certain that they were not attached to the Chinese government. And then he said, we are not clear yet. Maybe it was private companies, research institutions, or even recreational balloons. Seriously, at 40,000 feet? And secondly, this is the government of the United States, John. Are you going to tell me that at this point that the FBI, the National Security Agency, the CIA could not have identified, if they were private or research institution balloons, who they belong to? And what possible reason could there be for not identifying them? Generally, in the natural course of things, it could be companies, institutions don't want their research identified. But under these circumstances, the American people deserved a better answer than that. Now, the president says he's going to set up rules and parameters for dealing with objects like this, really raising the question, what is the U.S. aviation industry, airline industry, supposed to make of this? Have we been flying around up in these skies with these objects up at 25 or 30,000 feet all the time? And why shoot down three in 2 days and then nothing happens in the days since? Are they still floating around up there or what? None of those questions have been answered. The administration is keeping this all to itself. And as to China, the president said, we don't regard them as an adversary. They're a competitor, and we intend to keep competing with them, which all of it adds up to basically business as usual after one of the most fantastic series of events this country has experienced in a very long time.
Then the puzzle we have presenting to us is about China-U.S. relations. That's the puzzle. And the balloon is a contradiction, an irony. At the same time, Dan, there are other instances where China spies on the U.S. You mention in your column how the director of the FBI has been voluble about Chinese espionage and activities. It would appear that China doesn't pay a price for stealing secrets or for hovering over an ICBM case. Does that help relations between the countries when one side has no doubts that it can continue to be abusive and not be punished for it?
It shouldn't help relations, but the Biden administration seems insistent that they will try to get back to business as usual. The FBI director, Chris Wray, has been saying this for several years now. And what he said was, in his speech at the Reagan Library recently, was that the Chinese steal, quote, staggering amounts of information, unquote, inside the U.S., and that the FBI opens an investigation about every 12 hours. Every 12 hours is simply mind-boggling to think the amount of espionage that's going on inside the United States. And we know for a fact, because we know something about U.S. military and the equipment they produce, submarines, jet fighters, that a lot of that includes elements, pieces of equipment that are based on U.S. Technical and scientific technology. So it would appear that whenever something like this happens, the instinct of the government is to try to tamp it down and get back to managing the relationship. But it's pretty obvious that as this goes on, the Chinese on every front, whether it's 60,000 feet in the air or walking along the streets of New York, Los Angeles, and Houston, is moving inexorably forward in trying to put the United States at a disadvantage. And so as we stand now, John, we just do not have a significant deterrent policy against what they've been attempting against us. They're going to keep doing it.
You recall, Dan, during the Obama administration about the Iran deal, we were told either we advance the Iran deal or we'll go to war. Those were our choices. And I hear you explicating the Biden administration in not unsimilar terms. We're either tolerant of China's abuses or we're going to go to World War III. Is that what the president thinks?
Well, that's kind of what he's positing. You mentioned the Obama administration, now the Biden administration. I wrote in my column, and in my mind, this is what it comes down to. This is literally the bottom line. We need a stronger deterrent, military deterrent against China. We see what Putin is doing in Ukraine. The mullahs in Iran are intent on creating a nuclear device. The North Koreans are testing ballistic missiles constantly, and we don't need to elaborate on what China is doing. For the United States to rebuild its military and to create assets equal to this threat is going to cost a significant amount of money. It's going to cost sacrifice from the American people. Well, the current Democratic Party does not want to spend that money on defense. They believe there's limited tax revenue, and they want to spend it on transfer payments, ultimately bailing out Social Security and Medicare. And as with the Biden administration, the billions upon billions, the country's enemies. So I'm afraid that as long as Joe Biden is president, that is the compromise that they are going to make. And as a result, they're going to continue to simply try to manage the relationship and hold this kind of aggression from the country's enemies at bay by diplomacy, by pushing back from time to time. But it's just putting a thumb in a dike that is obviously breaking before our very eyes and recently literally in the skies above us.
Daniel Henniger, deputy editor, editorial page of The Wall Street Journal. He writes the Wonderland column. And to recall, Dan wrote his Wonderland column midweek titled Joe Biden's Unexplained UFO Silence, the president then responded by commenting on the UFO, but we're no wiser. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bauer.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.